Bummer, the holidays are over. No more presents. But yay, you have your freedom again. The new year is full of ups and downs, but however you're feeling, you can always be happy with Prime Video. Catch the new season of Reacher. Rent or buy new releases like Taylor Swift, The Eras Tour Extended Version. You can add on hundreds of streamers. One app, one password. Prime Video, find your happy place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership not required to rent or buy. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It's college bowl season, and obviously we got the big one that's happening right now. Future ACC matchup, Southern Methodist taking on Boston College right now. SMU taking on Boston College. That is a future ACC matchup. That's in the Wasabi Fenway Bowl.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right?
And just the names of these bowl games.
Anyway, I know that's the one we were anticipating when we started the show today. I want to hear about the future ACC rivalry between the Mustangs and the Eagles. No, seriously. By the way, SMU leads that one 7-3 in a rain-soaked Fenway Park. Just, I feel like rain everywhere right now.
It does.
Like,
it's gray.
It's December. Make it snow.
I know.
Make it snow.
I'd rather have snow.
Maybe snow would have been better at Bank of America Stadium yesterday for Carolina against West Virginia, because Carolina looked awful yesterday in the Duke's Mayo Bowl against West Virginia. They lose this one 30-10. And let's be honest, we'll get into the game itself real fast. Everything about yesterday looked bad. Very first play of the game, West Virginia has the ball, 75-yard TD, gone. 7-0 right away, 11 seconds into the contest.
Completely deflated.
Done. Now, I understand. Carolina was out Drake May. They were without Cedric Gray, the linebacker, without Tez Walker, the wide receiver, Elijah Huzzy at corner. I get it. But every team's dealing with transfer portal and NFL stuff. Now, some to more extent than others. I mean, gosh, look ahead to the Orange Bowl on Saturday between Florida State and Georgia. They're like 40 guys not playing between the two teams because of either NFL or transfer. That's the Orange Bowl. So, I mean, I get it. Every team is dealing with it in some way, shape, or form. But everything about yesterday looked bad for Carolina. 75-80% of the fans in attendance at Bank of America Stadium yesterday were WVU fans. I'm like, last time I checked, you're playing in your home state, UNC.
Yeah, well, and that's a very Carolina Panther thing for the opposing fans.
Maybe.
To kind of outweigh
Maybe.
The local team. Wow, that's sad.
It kind of blew my mind a little bit. I get it. It's kind of middle week. It's between holidays. It's a weird kickoff time at 5:30. I get that, but I expected a little bit more. By the way, Mac Brown was asked about that yesterday, and he kind of sidestepped the question.
No, in fact, it was a great opportunity for us to have the coach to quarterback communication and coach to linebacker safety communication. It's the first time we've ever done that, and I thought it worked pretty well. I mean, there were a few times that Connor would say it again or something, but because we hadn't done it before, but I thought it helped. I thought the fact that we used the videos, the iPads on the sideline, will be a great help in the future. We didn't get to practice that because we didn't have a setup for it at home or Providence Day in time. So I think all that would be a help. The crowd is what it is. And give West Virginia credit for their crowd. I mean, they're talking bad about ours. I thought theirs would be great. I was impressed.
It is what it is regarding the crowd. It's completely sidestepping the question. Now, the thing he was talking about with the communication, the headset, he was referring to the Connor that he referred to was Connor Harrell, who started at quarterback yesterday for the Tar Heels. They actually were allowed to do what the NFL does in terms of actually having direct communication from the coach to the quarterback on the field regarding play calls. So he can communicate to the guys on the field, hey, this is what we're running. And same thing defensively. So basically they're allowed to do that yesterday, which I thought was kind of cool for a bowl game. That's a little side note there. But again, the game itself, first play, 75-yard TD. You had three turnovers. Harrell making his first start. Through an interception in the end zone. He made the right read. It was a tight end coming across the middle. He made the right read. I thought he just overthrew the ball and ended up getting picked off. Okay, guy making his first start. You can forgive some of that stuff, but he gave up a punt return for a touchdown to make it 14-3. You had another when you're returning a punt or fielding a punt, ball is kicked short, hits off one of your guys' legs.
You're just shooting yourself in the foot.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's just everything went bad yesterday. And honestly, it felt like, for me watching, it felt like UNC didn't want to be there. Mac Brown was asked that.
People who aren't involved with these kids every day don't feel this. This is the last time we'll see some of these kids. It's the last time this team will ever get together. So you have to be really careful. Some of those kids get in the car tonight and they drive home. So the message was that I asked you not to quit and to fight your guts out the whole game. I thought they did that. I didn't think anybody laid down and quit during this ball game. And that was really important. Nobody thought we were going to win the game, except the ones on the team or me and our coaches. But we had a chance. And we didn't finish it like we should.
I mean, saying the right things, but I'm going based off of what I saw, just my perception. Maybe I am wrong. But I've been, when I coach college lacrosse, I've been in those situations where sometimes I noticed some of my players were checked out. Late in the season, didn't have anything to play for, we weren't going to make a postseason bid or anything like that, and they were just like, I'm ready for this to be over with. I've been there. I've seen it. As a coach standing on the sideline with college players, I get it. That's the vibe that I kind of got. By the way, what a terrible way to end the season for Carolina.
Yeah.
Awful. They lost 5 of the last 7 games. Their only wins were a triple overtime game against Duke, who was playing with their third-string quarterback, and Grayson Loftus, who was a true freshman. I think he was just making his second career start at the time.
Yeah. Adam and I like to say he's from an accounting firm because his name,
Grayson Loftus. Yes.
Yeah.
And then, so you beat Duke in triple overtime, and you beat Campbell, an FCS school. And even in that game, I was at that game. I was in attendance in the stands. They didn't even play great up for the first quarter and a half. And Campbell stuck around with them. I was like, wait a second. What's happening here? It wasn't until late in the second quarter that they actually started to pull away. So that's how you finish your season, 8-5. You started off 6-0. Mac Brown, he was asked, how do you characterize this season as a whole?
Yeah, the thing, I just talked to Jones Angel. I talked to the team. You're 9-1 last year. You didn't finish well. Part of it's schedule, but still, you got to beat some good teams to win. And you're 6-0 this year, and you didn't finish well. So we got to figure out why we're not finishing well. We're so close. We don't want to hang around 8-9. We said we needed to get there. Now we've gotten there, and we got to get over that hump to get to more. So my job the next month or 6 months will be to figure out why are we doing so well early and not doing well late. And you can look at everything and everybody's got an opinion. I'm the one who has to make the decisions. Opinions are easy and unimportant. Decisions are what's important and they have consequences and I'm the one that has to make those. So I've got to really figure out, and I can't figure it out right now, why we can't get over the hump at the end. And I've got to figure that out. I've been doing this a long time. So I'll look hard. I'll sit down and talk to every coach. I'll ask them their opinions because they see it every day. I'll ask players their opinions. But we got to get it fixed.
They do. They do need to get it fixed. They need to get it turned around right away because it's the second straight season where they've had an end-of-the-year collapse. Like you said, they were 9-1 to start things last year. Fell apart. Okay, I understand you had a first-year starter at quarterback in Drake May, who was just a redshirt freshman at the time. All right, I get it. Some young guys. So we're trying to figure things out. I mean, Omarion Hampton was a true freshman at running back last season. Okay. Didn't have Tez Walker. Okay, yeah, Josh Downs. But didn't have a guy like Tez Walker. So, again, there are a lot of things for them to figure out this upcoming offseason. The next, like you said, the next 6 months, vital for Carolina.
Yeah.
Absolutely vital for Carolina. They need to figure it out. He's going to sit down with his players, his coaches. They're going to try and figure this stuff out. But Carolina is too talented to be sputtering, losing 5 of the last 7 games down the stretch.
Yep. The hashtag Fire Mac Brown. Those are already.
That was populating on X and a lot of places
all
that Fire Mac
it.
Brown stuff was going around.
Yes.
And you know what? If you're a Carolina fan, you have every right to be upset.
Yeah, you can be frustrated with it.
100%. Because you're like, wait a second, we had all this talent and we're just an 8-win team?
Oh, bummer. The holidays are over. But yay, your weird relatives left. But no more presents. But yay, you have your freedom again. But there are no more desserts. But there's also no more holiday music, huh? Yeah! The new year is full of ups and downs. But however you're feeling, you can always be happy with all the content on Prime Video. Catch the new season of Reacher, included with Prime.
Why'd you hit him so hard?
I don't hit soft.
Rent or buy new releases like The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. You can even add on hundreds of streamers, all in one app with one password. No bummers here, just lots of yay. Prime Video, find your happy place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership not required to rent or buy. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It's a waste. Feels like a waste.
It does. We'll dive more into this at 1 o'clock. But, yeah, you had a top three pick at quarterback in the NFL draft the last 2 years starting for you. And you have other NFL talent around you. Yeah, you should have got more done. Simply should have gotten more done. All right, let's shift gears. Someone who played at Bank of America Stadium, Steve Smith. We're going to dive more into this at 12:30, but the NFL Hall of Fame finalists were announced yesterday. Steve Smith Sr., longtime Carolina Panther, finished his last 3 years up in Baltimore, which, by the way, Baltimore fans love Steve Smith as well. Not one of the finalists listed for the NFL Hall of Fame. Yep.
I am not a fan of that.
I know you're not. And again, we're going to dive more deep into this at 12:30.
I love me some Steve Smith. I get it. NC State fans may not love him as much as me. I understand. I get it. But he walked it back. He did. And Dave are cool now.
Dave are cool. But here's the thing. If you're a Steve Smith fan, you're still a Steve Smith
fan.
Yes. Even if you're an NC State fan. If you're an NC State fan, you're going to love the fact that Torrey Holt is a finalist.
Exactly.
If you're a Carolina fan, whether it's Panthers or UNC or both, you're going to love the fact that Julius Peppers is a finalist. His first year of eligibility.
Totally down
which, by the way,
Pep.
I mean, I hope they already made his gold jacket for him.
I
like,
know.
That was just like, all right.
Put him in now.
The moment he retired, it was, what's your jacket size?
Yeah.
The moment he retired, what's your jacket size?
We're going to need that.
So, Torrey Holt, Reggie Wayne, Julius Peppers, Antonio Gates, Devin Hester. There's some other guys like Patrick Willis, Jared Allen, Fred Taylor, Dwight Freeney, hosts of some other guys. We'll dive more into this in about 20 minutes. I thought Steve Smith should have been a finalist. I know a lot of people are going to compare him to Andre Johnson, the longtime wide receiver for the Houston Texans. Similar numbers overall in their careers. You can kind of say, like, all right, well, Steve Smith had Jake Delhomme. This is not a knock on Jake Delhomme. I love Jake. But Jake wasn't one of the awesome.
He wasn't
quarterbacks.
Cam.
Exactly, he wasn't Cam. Steve Smith didn't have Cam until year 10.
Late in his season, yeah.
Year 10 in the NFL.
Yeah.
So, anyway, there's a lot of comparisons being made. We'll dive more into that here in about 15 minutes. But, speaking on the positive side, the Carolina Hurricanes got a massive win last night, 5-2 over the Nashville Predators. They needed it, especially after their game on Saturday last week against the New York Islanders, where they lost 5-4. Sebastian Aho was awesome. Pyotr Kochetkov, solid. Andrei Svechnikov looked like the good Andrei Svechnikov.
The guys who needed to show up showed up.
And this is what Rob Brindamore was asked, what he liked about his group's response last night.
Well, I mean, I thought, you know, we scored, which was nice. Power play was good, obviously connecting. And then I thought, Cooch played really well. I mean, that's really the end of the day. That's the difference. He was solid. You know, he outplayed the other guy. And that's, if we can get that, and we have a chance. I don't know that we were necessarily great tonight, but, we got ahead and kind of just was good enough. So he was really good, and the power play was good, and that was the difference.
And Nashville's a good team too, by the way. Nashville is kind of in Carolina's position. Some talent. They have a really good UC Saros, who only played two periods yesterday because he got benched after giving up 5 goals in the first 40 minutes. That guy's a Vezina finalist. I mean, they got some dudes over there in Nashville.
Yeah.
And they're kind of in a similar position to Carolina, fighting and scratching and clawing for playoff seeding and positioning and stuff like that. But Carolina yesterday, 3 of 6 on the power play, which is awesome. The very first goal of the game was on the power play. Sebastian Aho, his 500th career point, which is only the fourth guy in a Canes sweater to reach 500 points. And he also got points 501, 502, and 503 yesterday because he had a goal and three assists. The Stars had to step up. They did. Again, goal, three assists for Sebastian Aho. Brent Burns, a goal and an assist. Svech, a goal and an assist. Jarvis, a goal and an assist. Mike Bunting, I thought, was effective on the power play. He had an assist as well. Kochetkov, 35 saves, including 15 in the second period alone.
Which is awesome.
When Nashville was down 2-0 against Carolina going into the second, they had a strong push. Now, they did score twice, but Carolina scored three times themselves in the second period. And Kochetkov, 15 saves in the second period. There were some stretches. I honestly thought that Nashville controlled a lot of the play, especially early in the first period and even in the second period and then and on five-on-five situations. But Carolina, I thought, locked it down to the third period. A lot of penalties in the first two periods of this one. A ton of penalties. I mean, the second period alone had five penalties, but one of those was a double minor against Nashville. Carolina scored on that. But there were a lot of penalties throughout this game. But in the third period, the Carolina Hurricanes stayed out of the box. And they're back in action tonight. All right, Rob Brindamore, what's the mentality going forward?
Well, listen, we know we gotta put ourselves in a bit of a tough spot, so we gotta keep forging ahead, and it doesn't matter what the excuse is, the excuse jar is full. So we just gotta keep, you know, pushing forward and try to put our best foot forward and get points.
I love that. No more excuses. The excuse jar is full. Basically saying, don't matter how you do it, just get the damn job done.
Yeah, do it.
Just get the job done. That's it. Just go do it.
Yep.
I love that. Excuse jar, it's full.
I know. It's such a dad mode thing.
It really is.
Feels like your dad being like, look.
I mean.
You haven't been making good grades. If you want this, fill in the blank. Phone. I didn't have a phone back then. But, you know. No more excuses.
Exactly. No get more excuses. Done. Just get it done.
No dessert for you.
Yeah, no dessert.
Until you score.
No dessert for you.
And it's the holiday season. The desserts are on point this year.
Trust me, they are. I'm feeling it right now. But simple as that. Yeah, you got a win yesterday. How do you back it up? You want to talk about consistency with this team? You have to back it up tonight. They're at home against Montreal at PNC Arena. That's a 7 o'clock puck drop, by the way. So, yeah, you got to back up your good performance yesterday with another one today.
Yeah, let's make a streak.
Yes.
Let's go.
Like, let's keep it moving. By the way, Auntie Ranta is going to be the one problem. Most likely starting tonight. The Canes didn't skate this morning because they had to travel back from Nashville. Auntie Ranta, the guy that got put through waivers, cleared waivers, and was sent down to the American Hockey League, got sent to the minors at this stage in his career. Hey, go work on some stuff. Got a couple of starts there. They had to recall him. Guess what? He's probably going to start in net tonight. Can he pull a Brennan Armstrong like NC State? Like Brennan Armstrong got benched for MJ Morris, and then the whole MJ Morris, I'm going to take my red shirt.
Yeah.
Brennan Armstrong came back and played like that dude.
I'd love to see it.
I think Canes fans would as well. Speaking of Brennan Armstrong at NC State, Pop Darts Bowl tonight down in Orlando. It's a 5:45 kickoff.
Man, I can't wait to see what the mascot flavor is.
We'll get into that here in just a little bit.
Yeah.
But you want to talk about a contrast of seasons between NC State and North Carolina. NC State early on this season struggled. Struggle bus majorly. And they had to make a change at quarterback. Brennan Armstrong, the transfer that they brought in from Virginia at QB, things weren't quite panning out for him in the early part of the season. Now, the team as a whole, still trying to figure a lot of stuff out. Casey Concepcion took him a little bit to develop. Didn't take super long, but still, he's a true freshman. He wasn't, you know, popping off right from week one, but he had an awesome season nonetheless. So they had to make a change. They went to MJ Morris and said, hey, man, I know you're playing on redshirting this season, but this team needs you right now. Morris comes in. He starts four games. They win three out of those four. And MJ Morris decides to, you know what? I'm going to keep my red shirt. I'm not going to play anymore. So now you go back to Brennan Armstrong. And that dude took it. He took it like a grown bleeping man, quoting one of his teammates. A grown bleep man. And he came in and he helped lead that team. That offense looked better. The defense was strong. And it's amazing how they finished that season 9-3. And on the high note in which they did, blowing out your rival at Carter-Finley Stadium, 39-20 when they beat UNC right there Saturday after Thanksgiving. It's amazing how that season flipped and turned around for them. Because I know Brennan Armstrong, for him, this is kind of why I made the comparison to Antti Raanta. It's like, you know what? He got benched. It's like, okay, how much worse can it get? He gets put back in there. It's like, all right, they've already benched me once. What else do I have to lose now? There's nothing for me to lose. And that season turned around big time. Now, I understand with tonight, there's a lot of guys in the transfer portal for both teams in the Pop-Tarts Bowl and all that. I get it. They're playing Kansas State, by the way.
Oh, bummer. The holidays are over. But yay, your weird relatives left. But no more presents. But yay, you have your freedom again. But there are no more desserts. But there's also no more holiday music, huh? Yeah! The new year is full of ups and downs. But however you're feeling, you can always be happy with all the content on Prime Video. Catch the new season of Reacher, included with Prime.
Why'd you hit him so hard?
I don't hit soft.
Rent or buy new releases like The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. You can even add on hundreds of streamers, all in one app with one password. No bummers here, just lots of yay. Prime Video, find your happy place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership not required to rent or buy. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Cash prizes every day. Adds up when you play at Pulse Casino.
Pulse.com. Over 700 casino-style games and counting. And no terrible lounge singer. Promise.
Hey, that's pretty mean.
There's always a new reason to play. Cash prizes every day of the week. PULSZ.com.
Pulse in your pocket. You can play anywhere. PULSZ.com.
But this feels like I mentioned earlier with UNC, how Carolina felt like they were just ready for the season to be done. They were kind of checked out. They were kind of over it, it felt like, especially early. Like, they just went 75 yards in the very first play, and it's 7-0. Ugh. Long night. Long night ahead. It feels like NC State is all in on this one. Because you're looking at, after, again, the struggles of the early part of the season to 10 wins. First year under Dave this would be the first time under Dave Doran since he arrived in Raleigh that they would have a 10-win season. Like, there's a lot for them to play for. And they've got a ton of momentum. The way they finished out the season strong, the way they beat Clemson, the way they beat Carolina to get to 9 wins, and the things that Dave Doran and his staff have been doing since that final game. Rallying the people to donate money to the collective to keep guys, you know, NIL money. The way that they are able to go into the transfer portal, they got the number one tight end of the transfer portal from UConn. They got a quarterback, Grayson McCall, coming from Coastal Carolina. And they're able to flip recruits, four-star guys from UNC to NC State. They got, I think, four-star receivers / running back guys coming in their recruiting class. Like, yeah, all the momentum right now in the offseason is in NC State's favor. And a win tonight validates it even further.
Oh, I would love for that exclamation point.
If you're a State fan, you absolutely love it. You absolutely love it because you can say, hey, you know what? You want to play the best football here in the state of North Carolina? You come to Raleigh.
Yep.
Because you can say, well, we just beat Carolina again. Like, they had the last 2 years, they had the high draft pick at quarterback, Drake May. We had Ben Finley, who was our fourth quarterback, win at Keenan.
Yeah.
And then this year, they had Drake May again with a first-round pick, if not an early second-round pick, a wide receiver in Tez Walker. We beat them. Not only did we beat them, we beat them.
Yeah, bad.
Beat him. With our quarterback, who we benched.
Yeah.
And we had two running backs during the season say, hey, I'm going to the transfer portal and not going to play the rest of the season.
They have gone through so much adversity through their season and still come out winning. So I just, for them and their fans, I just really want them to be successful and eat Pop-Tarts.
And
I want to see Dave and whatever kind of bourbon with whatever kind of Pop-Tart.
Whatever kind of cigar, whatever kind of Pop-Tart he is.
No, you got the cigar.
Which, by the way, I know I'm going to catch flack on this. By the way, if you want to send flack to me on X at the Fan Rookie, I don't like Pop-Tarts.
What?
I never have liked Pop-Tarts.
Okay, but you've had Pop-Tarts.
I've had Pop-Tarts. I do not like Pop-Tarts.
Have you had more than one flavor? Or did you just try one and you're like, nope?
I tried a couple. I was like, nope.
Did you toast
them? Ever
since
I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Don't like them.
Sometimes you got to find your flavor. Sometimes you got to toast them. Adds a little pizzazz to it. Because I grew up just eating them straight out the pack.
Nope. No Pop-Tarts for me. I'm not a Pop-Tart fan. Sorry. Oh, it's just not my thing.
That's just...
Even toaster strudels, didn't like those either.
What?
Nope.
Okay, we're just going to have to shut the show down. This is...
Well, all right. Well, we're going to take a break so Victoria can chastise me.
Oh,
That's fine. I stand firm on my feelings.
Hey, that's okay. But
my truth. My truth, Victoria.
It's just so sad.
Cash prizes every day. Adds up when you play at Pulse Casino.
Pulse.com. Over 700 casino-style games and counting. And no terrible lounge singer. Promise.
Hey, that's pretty mean.
There's always a new reason to play. Cash prizes every day of the week. PULSZ.com.
Pulse in your pocket. You can play anywhere. PULSZ.com.